This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh.
We haven't had a good Titanic song segment in a while.
It's got to the point where that Titanic music playing, it ain't good.
No, it never is on this show. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Yeah, we'll get to the team that is associated with this song in just a minute here. A couple polls up today over at the Midday Show account. On Twitter, are you buying Bullpen Taiwan? 75% yes after one night. I like that. Are the Phillies winning you back over? 65% yes. 35% are either, well, they're saying no because they're really hard to win back over. Or they're like Hugh, who said they never got off.
Never left.
But that's, I mean.
Never left.
Yeah, we know what happened with the pledge, though. Come on. Be honest. Just be honest.
I'm so sincere.
Yep. And are you happy to see the Knicks winning this series? 59% yes, as Kyle fumes back there. Again, if I have to choose, I'll take that team over the Celtics to win the series. I like the way they play, and I wish the Sixers played like them.
Can I give you like an analogy for how I feel?
Sure.
How you feel, man?
Say there's two guys. I'll call them Jim and Bob. I hate both of them. Mm-hmm. They hate me.
Yep.
I fight Jim. Jim kicks my ass. And then Bob goes to fight Jim. I'd rather Jim just beat Bob instead of having Bob beat Jim the way I couldn't. And then it's like I'm weaker than both Bob and Jim.
But you are anyway. You just don't want to admit it.
Maybe, but at least still there will be some shred of hope that maybe I'm tougher than Bob.
I get it. I understand the analogy. And I understand how you feel. I just like watching the way they play, and I wish Sixers played like them. That's all. And they could have had all these players. That makes it so bad. Like, it wasn't like these guys were the number one picks in the draft or the Sixers ever had a chance to get them. They've all been available multiple times over the last 7 or 8 years, and the Sixers have chosen crap over them. They doubled down on Harden. They brought in Paul George. You watch real NBA playoff basketball and you think about Paul George. Like, they're not the same thing. Ben Simmons, not the same thing. It's garbage. J.J. Redick, they've had so much garbage here. All right, let's go back to the phones. And then we got to let you hear what Daryl Morey had to say on the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast. Joe and Sharon Hill. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Joe. What's up?
All right, so I'm losing my mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
So with Embiid, I can't even speak right now.
It's all right. Take a deep breath. We're good.
I can tell.
I know. I'm trying to choke myself up right now. So you bring in Jimmy Butler, and then he fires butt like nowhere.
Okay. Okay.
So I go ahead. I'm trying to understand what you mean.
He fired him. Got Jimmy Butler. Got
yeah,
fired.
They fired him. They yeah. traded him away.
Well, they let him go to the Heat. Yeah. Right. They traded him.
They chose him over. Who was it? Who
they chose Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler.
Cookie.
Tobias Harris? We traded him for Tobias Harris?
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
That didn't work out.
Worked for Tobias.
I'm going to get sick with the Sixers right now. But they should be better than this. This is crazy.
Well, they should have been, but
so
they wasted everything.
Why?
Why? Because they're mismanaged.
Who's the owner?
Josh Harris.
I don't know who the owner is.
No, he was. I think he was rhetorical. It was rhetorical.
Yeah. Well, what is wrong with him?
The owners hired people that aren't good.
A good player. I mean, it's simple as that. Like, if you look at the Eagles,
it is. Thursday.
You find a center, and you find a tight end, mm-hmm. and then you find a linebacker, and then you find everything that's good about your team. It's crazy.
That makes tons of sense.
Huh? I agree with that. Yeah.
Well, hold on, Joe. You told me on the phone that it's not that bad.
Oh, don't tell me it's not that bad.
You told
Kyle, hold on a second.
Okay. You don't think it's that bad with the Sixers? Listen to Joe.
Yes. This is crazy.
I feel like I got bait and switched.
The Flyers, they stink.
I got bait and switched.
They both do stink. I lose my mind every time we talk about the Sixers. Joe, good phone call. Really good stuff. We appreciate it.
Was it though?
It was great. So Joe called in to say it's not that bad with the Sixers.
He's like, everything's going to be okay.
It's not.
Relax.
Wait a minute.
And then he totally changes dude on the
phone. See, listen.
It's not going to be okay.
See, there are certain telltale signs that lead me to ask certain questions now.
No, Joe sounded like he had his wits about him. So
he did?
Oh, not on the phone call with Kyle.
You mean when he was on with Kyle?
No, just in general the whole time. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just leave it there. I don't want to put nothing disparaging comments.
Maybe
you said he had his wits about it. We're gonna leave it like
maybe,
that.
You heard him. Maybe you didn't have the bandwidth for Joe. Okay.
I'm just saying, man. It's 1 o'clock.
Speaking of someone who is supposed to have a lot of bandwidth, and I think thinks he has more bandwidth than the rest of us, Daryl Morey. He was on the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast. He was asked about Joel Embiid, and a pretty, I'd say, good and straightforward question. Will we see Joel Embiid play meaningful basketball again? Here's what Daryl Morey said.
Nobody knows what this future will be. We're optimistic, but nobody knows. I would say I'll give some examples. Last year, Kawhi pulls out of USAB for, you know, it sounded like injury reasons. Nobody really knew. If you had asked then, like, people to say, was he going to play 45-plus minutes in a pretty intense playoff series,
yeah,
along with a lot of minutes down the stretch, I would think most people have said probably not. I'll take another example. These are positive examples. I can come up with negative ones, but I like to think the positive.
Mm-hmm.
If you take Brook Lopez, I think in his 32, 33-year-old season, I'll get these details mostly right. Very injury prone through his career, plays 30 games. If you had asked everyone, including me, including AI at that time, to say how many games is Brook Lopez going to play the next three seasons, they would not have guessed 78, 79, and 80 in the next three seasons. So look, we have a wide range of outcomes. We're optimistic, but part of sports is to not know. And we are maybe the most unknown team in the NBA, or for sure in the NBA next year, if not somewhere close in NBA history.
All right, a couple things to take away from that.
That's thoroughly irritating.
So he was asked a very pretty, I would say, a straightforward question. Not an easy question answer, because if you don't have good news, you don't want to share it. But Hugh, if you're asked, basically the way I heard the framing of the question was, is Joel going to be all right? Right? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be able to get back and play again in a meaningful way? If you feel good about where he is health-wise and the progress,
then you say that.
You say, you know what? We're very optimistic. We think so. I mean, you could couch it by saying you never know, right? We're crossing our fingers. But the fact that you ramble on for 2.5 minutes, whatever the heck that was, about other players that came back from injury tells me you're just BSing.
You know what? From my perspective, the problem is, I mean, I know, you know, Daryl Morey's in a tough spot when you ask him that question, but you have not, since I've been here, you've really not done a great job of being clear to your fan base.
Or honest.
I guess in his world, he's being as honest as you possibly can be.
Okay.
So I didn't want to go there. But here's the problem. You talk to us. It's almost like when you talk to your financial advisor and you say, hey, how's my money doing? He said, well, you know, there's a lot going on. And ask you about all that. And ask you about all that.
Give it to me straight.
Yeah. My money's doing.
Yeah, right.
And it's irritating because you, in all of what you just said, you then capped it off by talking about, I guess, your success and what you've done or what it's done with other folks or whatever. That's not what was asked. You are insulting my intelligence in a way that irritates me thoroughly. And that's not where you are right now.
Mm-mm.
You are a part of an organization, and that's why we were talking about in the break, and how when you look at what the Knicks are doing, that's structure. That's all that is.
Culture.
Culture, structure, whatever you want to call it. We don't have that here. We do not have that here. That's why when I hear people, and I understand why people get mad, because we, on some way, shape, or form, on all these teams in the playoffs, we've touched at least one or two of these guys that are playing well. But at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, Joe, do we have the structure to cultivate these relationships and these athletes so that they will play the way that they're playing somewhere else? I don't think so. I don't think so. You talk about, I still go back to, you don't know how healthy Joel Embiid is, but at some point before the season started, you thought he was healthy enough to give him $90 million more dollars.
$190 million.
Okay, my fault. I tried to downplay a little bit. $190 million more dollars. And now you're sitting here telling us in long form talking that you don't know when he's going to be ready or you don't know what's going to happen. And then you try to compare him to, who was it, Lopez, that play set, like the op, that's not what people want to hear. They want you to shoot him straight, man, and it's obvious that you can't do that.
You also said in the beginning there, it's insulting to the intelligence of all of us as fans. He also, he loves to throw things in like that they're better than everyone thinks.
It's that's what I was talking about, your
end,
success.
At the end he said, well, we're one of the biggest unknowns. Yeah. Oh, great.
But we know what it is.
Yeah. Like, what does that mean, an unknown? Like, is you sitting on a full house? Are you telling me they're going to be a great team next year? Don't, like, why are you doing that? Yeah, here's what's known, Daryl. You sign a $200 million, 35-year-old brittle player. You signed an extension to Joel Embiid. I mean, these are knowns. I don't need to. You're not sitting on this side I don't know about. We all see the same thing everyone else sees.
This is what I know, Joe. And this is how I look at it. Because I only can go by what you tell me. And I listen to what's being said by individuals. Paul George told us during the season that while he's playing basketball, that he's about to stop podcasting to get ready for the season. Now, I have the luxury of playing, you know, professional sports at a high level one time in my life. You don't sit and say during the course of the season. Everybody knows you don't get ready during the season. You get ready before the season starts.
You can't lock in halfway through.
And so for you to sit there and say, I'm going to get ready now during the course, that let you know everything that we need to know.
Yeah.
That you weren't ready before the season started. Come on, man. I mean, that's just – and I'm not trying to talk bad about him, but that's – you said it. You the one that put it out there.
Mm-mm.
And then on top of that, here's the other one that got me. And like I said, I'm only going by what was told to me. It's not like I'm trying to hate on anybody. This is the words that came out of the players' mouths. We have a come to Jesus meeting, and people are talking about Joel Embiid's work ethic. And Joel Embiid, instead of locking on to what his teammates are saying about him, he's trying to find the anonymous quote that talked to everybody else. That should tell you everything that you need to know.
You were talking about him to do that.
Now, well, I would have told him not to do it. While we're here, if y'all listen, Sixers, if y'all need a PR guy, I'm here for you.
I don't think this is the answer.
Now, you talk about paying her for a job. This is where it gets a little creepy and cringy, but if you want the job, you got to go above and beyond.
You've been doing this for 6 months.
That's what I'm saying. That's why this is my moment to go above and beyond. So, listen, if y'all need a PR guy, I'm not trying to take anybody's job, but you need some help. I'm here to help you. From 10 to 2, I'm a little busy. But after 2 o'clock.
Wait, hold on a second. Just before we go back to the phones, quickly on this. What if a big thing happens with the Sixers between 10 and 2? Are you going to be PR Douglas or talk show host?
Have you ever seen Five Heartbeats?
No.
When Red said my office hours. So I'm gonna get back to that. My office hours are from 10 to 2 every day. So if anything happened in between that, y'all got to deal with that until I get off this job.
Well, then you can't be the PR
person.
Well,
yes, I can.
Sixers,
I can help him out.
Sixers crisis break at every hour of the day.
My office hours are from 10 to 2.
Where's our PR guy? He's blasting us on the radio.
He's talking bad about us on the air. And then coming in, just look at everybody straight face. Would I say something mean and hurtful? And be like, what?
Yeah.
It's my job.
You would fit in. The Sixers hiring you as a PR person would fit in with the whole thing they have going on down there.
It's a disaster.
Yes, that's exactly what they are. They are a disaster. I'm watching the Knicks and the Celtics and everybody else in the league run past them. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, quickly, before we get back to the phone lines,
we're giving another clue.
What, do you want to give the prize away or not? Because I do. What's your fourth clue?
My fourth clue?
Mm-hmm.
This person has two first names.
All right. Now we've kind of honed in here on a very specific person here. Two first names, your fourth clue. Jay in Philly's up. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Jay. What's up?
Hey, man. Good to have you back, Joe.
Thank you, Jay. What's up?
Yes, sir. So this Knicks-Celtics series, I'm so hurt that everybody feels like they have to pick a side. Like, this is like going to the prom with your cousin. You know, like, hey, it's cool. There's no enjoyment at the end, though.
Ain't nothing wrong with that in Alabama.
We're not in Alabama.
I'm just saying. Ain't nothing wrong with that in Alabama. Well,
thankfully we not in there. So look, two great games. I'm just rooting for good basketball. But there is no way that I could root for any New York team. Are we crazy? Do we remember how disrespectful those fans were just a couple seasons ago?
Oh, yeah, with the whole Embiid thing. I know. Yep.
So now we're going to turn around and root for their team? Heck no, man. Look, the difference between the hate is what, 49.5% to 50.5%? Mm-hmm. Like one is slightly above, and that's the Celtics. But the Knicks are right there, man, because the New York fans are just the worst. So I can't root for any of them. Kyle Schwarber, you got to sign him. You got to sign him, man. If they let him go, where are you going to find a guy that you can bat lead off and clean up and give you whatever you need whenever you need it and don't complain?
Nowhere. You know? No, so he's you're right. His fit here, because he can do either and doesn't complain and hits either spot, it's very rare to find that kind of player.
And guess what? We always talk about the players. I could care less about an owner who doesn't get his money worth for a year on a player's contract. They're going to make money regardless. Even if you're in last place with revenue sharing, you're going to make money. So I could care less, man, if they give him a year that he don't work out with. Because guess what? The next at least 3 years, there's no way he goes down that draft. He's going to be dropping bombs for at least the next 3 years. And so whatever he wants, man, I'm giving it to him. I hope he doesn't feel disrespected. And the Phillies aren't the Eagles. So they can't just sit back. You know, I don't know if guys are just like, ooh, I can't wait to go to the Phillies, like guys are with the Eagles. So, like, you got to be more proactive, and you can't be poking your chest out like we the Eagles, or you're going
to
lose it.
Well, you're right. We're not the Dodgers, where they seem to get all the players every year, right? It's a little bit different here, so we got to keep the good ones. All right, Jay, what do you got for us? Hughes clues. What's your guess?
The funny thing is, before that last clue, he threw me off with the two first names. I was going to say Chris Rock, so I'm going to go with Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. Jay, appreciate not
you don't
it.
Think Chris Rock is funny?
Well, it's not who he thinks is funny. He thought maybe you think Chris Rock is funny.
Chris Rock is hilarious.
I am with you on that. Chris Rock's great. I watched, he did a special on Netflix maybe a year ago.
Yeah. Was that the one we was talking about dating younger women?
I think it was, yeah.
And he was talking about how you could date a young woman and she'll buy a pair of shoes, and she's happy and she could model the shoes for you. He said, you date an older woman, she wants her roof fixed. That was funny.
I think it was the first one he did since the Will Smith thing.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
it was.
I thought it was good.
He said an older woman wants her roof fixed.
It was good. He's the best. One thing, so Jay brought up, because we were discussing the Schwarber thing earlier, like how many years, and then like you worry about down the line. So he's right. Like, it's the owner's got to worry about how much money. It's not us. It's not our money, right?
Yeah.
But every team has a budget. So, like, we could say who cares if they're paying Schwarber when he's 40, but if they're paying Harper and Turner and Schwarber and Nola 7 years from now, then, like, whatever their budget is, that's going to eat up a lot of that year's budget, and we might not have as good of a team.
Yeah, but see, the problem with that is this. We have an owner who was yelling, like, Jermaine Dupri, money ain't a thing.
But now it kind of is.
Yeah, but it's too late because that's all we heard.
But if... maybe it shouldn't be, but they have a budget, right? Every team does.
They do, but like I said, this is the question. How comfortable are you paying Schwarber for nothing? Because that's what we're talking about.
So my answer to that is I'm fine with it as long as they're still spending on to replace him. You know what I mean?
Like, well, see, that's what the young guys are for. That's why we have the young guys that are coming up that, you know, we don't want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Because so that when the older guys, the old regime is starting to get pushed out, you got the young talent coming in to take up some of that slack, if you will.
Jamal in Philly is up. Hey, Jamal.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jamal?
Steve Harvey.
You don't think Steve Harvey's funny?
No, he thinks you don't think he's funny.
I think he makes you laugh because he get loud. Like when he like when he try to make you laugh, he get loud. First, I was thinking Robin Williams. I even thought Chris Rock, but. I don't know. I don't
yeah, how many
so.
More names you want to throw
it's
in?
It's not Steve Harvey. It's not. It's not, but it's a funny guess.
That was a good guess.
Not
really.
You like Steve Harvey?
Yeah. I don't like him now.
Why?
Because how are you giving our relationship advice and you've been divorced twice?
I do need to ask, though, like, do you understand your own first clue? Because all these people, you're like, you don't think they're funny? It's about you.
No, I know, but it's like, he's funny, though. Like, do I not give off, like, do I look like I don't think they're funny? Like this person, I really don't think
look
is funny.
Like I don't think.
Yeah, that didn't make.
How
no
can
sense.
One look like they don't think somebody's funny?
It didn't make no sense. But when I said it at the time, it made sense to me.
Fine, go off.
I can't believe you're out on Steve Harvey now.
No, I'm just saying because it's like Steve's telling you how to relationship advice. Steven, I think you've been married twice.
But he could tell you what not to do.
I guess.
How to be divorced with Steve Harvey. All right, Jamal, what do you got on the Phils?
For the Phils, I definitely think they're going to go over. I feel like they're going to have a good regular season, but as far as what they're going to do in October. And I feel like if they stay, you know, with their approach to the plate, they should be all right. But with baseball, it's like anybody can win it.
Well, you just got to get in, right? You got to get in. You got to get hot. That it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I had a question that I wanted to ask. I want to direct it to you. Like, I respect all of y'all, you know, perspectives and things, but I know, you know, he was closer to football.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is there no talk about concern with the new coordinator? And the reason I say that is, like, when you put in that situation and you're dealing with certain situations, like, it's easy to, like, how can I say, not necessarily freeze up, but not know what to do. Like, Kellen Moore, he's been around the ballpark a couple of times. You see what happened when we put some new coordinators in. Like, we struggle and stuff like that. And Hugh is big on the coaching that we got, to develop the players and all that. But he never speaks any concerns about this new coordinator. I just wanted to get his
perspective. Petullo taking over for Kellen Moore.
Oh, when you said coordinator, you know what? I don't know why I was thinking defensive coordinator.
Yeah, well, Vic's back. Yeah. Good call, Jamal.
I think there's no concern because he was already in the organization. And they had been grooming him. If you remember, there were conversations about how well he was with how integral he was as far as putting the game plan
Sirianni
in.
Sirianni brought
stuff.
His name up a lot.
Yeah,
over the years.
So
he's
they were massaging the situation in order for the fan base not to be, you know, overly upset about it. So yeah, he's been a part of this thing for a while. So that's why nobody's talking about it.
So I know he asked you, and that's fair. He's been here. I'm concerned about it. I mean, I thought Moore did a good job, and now we have a guy who's never called plays before being the offense coordinator. It's a big responsibility for a team trying to repeat. By the way, so Steve, who is your favorite Family Feud host? Steve did it for a while.
Well,
he's done it. He's done it for a while.
I would say he
had Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson was just a creepy dude.
He used to kiss everybody.
He was kissing people in the mouth.
Yeah, he would get canceled if he did it today.
Nowadays.
It was Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson.
Big guy. I don't know how else to explain Louis Anderson.
Oh, I know you're talking about, because he was, I know you're talking about, he was kind of, he was rotund.
With
the gap.
Yeah.
He had a gap in his tooth.
Yep, there was also Richard Karn, and there was John O'Hurley before Steve
Richard
Harvey.
Richard Karn.
Richard Karn,
no, yeah, I don't know that. Let me Google that.
Richard Karn was on what was the name of that show? Home Improvement?
Oh, was he the dude behind the fence?
No. That was Wilson.
Richard Karn was his friend that worked with him on the show. Yeah. He was all right.
I did like Richard Dawson, but the kissing was a lot.
You know what it is? It's because I don't really watch Family Feud, but I see more of Steve Harvey's viral moments. Because when they say different things,
Yeah, he's on there a lot. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to the last segment here to get a winner. This is on Douglas over here. This is on Hugh for the clues. Your guess is here for Hugh's clues. $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. All right, Phillies Knicks series as well, all on the table for you to talk about. Plus, I am a little worried about one of the shows on the station. Very worrisome behavior going on around here. We'll address it next and get to you people on Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're often wondering what's going on around here. We are doing that on the Midday Show. Welcome back. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. An indictment on Hugh today as Hugh's Clues goes down to the final segment.
It's been a lot of that lately.
It's unbelievable.
Rent-free.
I mean, either these clues are getting better and harder and more challenging or worse. I mean, depending on your perspective.
I get great clues. Mm-hmm. Get great clues. That last one was a great clue. Great clue.
Right. I do like some of the clues, but as you know, like a teacher is supposed to get the kids to understand. If they don't understand, ultimately the teacher's doing a bad job.
Well, no, not really. Mm-hmm. It means that the teacher, you have to get on the teacher's level. You know, I'm out here, you know, I'm spitting all this game on
students,
the daily.
Students aren't day-to-day on the basis. Teacher's level. The teacher's the expert.
I'm spitting this game, and they got to just get on my level.
Oh, I got gotcha. You.
They got to upgrade.
All right. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right. We'll get to a show around here that needs some maybe an intervention in a few minutes.
A lot of help.
Okay. We'll help them. And then, of course, you people. But let's go to Andre in South Carolina, who has a bone to pick with Hugh. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's going on, Andre? Hey. What'd I do?
Man, look, I asked you ahead. It was a couple years ago. I know, forgot it, but I asked you ahead of time if I brought my shirt down there, would you sign it? And you told me, yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I came down there about 2 days later because I had won some tickets or whatever. And I brought my shirt to get it signed. I got it signed by Keith Jones. I got it signed by Al Morgani. But no Huey Douglas.
A couple years ago?
Was I here?
Yeah, he was at WIP. I know it was on City Line Avenue.
Yep,
sure.
That's right, City Line.
On City Line?
Yeah.
You mean out there? Yep.
Yeah, that's different than where we're at.
Long time ago.
Well, hold on. So just for working this out here, when Jonesy was here, this is before our show started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Jonesy and Al were on the morning show then?
Yeah, it was on the morning show.
So I don't think he was yet on the midday show if they were still on the morning
you
show.
You know what?
But might be a you problem, Andre.
Andre, you know what, though? I respect your petty.
Yeah.
Because that's a hell of a grudge to hold for as long
years. Yeah.
For as long as you've been
holding. We appreciate that, Andre. That's
and
what
I,
we're doing
and
here.
I apologize, but I respect the fact that you've been holding on that for this long and decided to call in and get on me about that. I apologize, man.
But no problem. You still are one of my favorite Eagles players.
Well, I appreciate that. Not
for now, until you don't sign this shirt.
I apologize for that. It was a long ass time
ago. No problem. Now I got. If I can, I should have asked Kyle, but I didn't think about it.
Nah, forget it.
Can I get one hint? Is this person?
Oh, I give you. You want some hints?
Yeah,
I give you four.
Give him a hint.
I give you four.
I mean, you owe him.
Supposed to be funny, but he's not. He was on an iconic TV show, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he went viral. Viral. He went viral a few months ago. And he has two first names. I gave you four hints.
Okay. I'm thinking, I told Kyle I got two.
You got to pick one.
But
you got one.
You only got one.
Pick a guess.
Go with your gut.
Come
go
on,
with your
Andre,
gut.
You got this.
Go with my gut.
Yeah.
Cedric
take your time.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Not it.
Yeah, that's. I like Cedric the Entertainer, though.
Is Entertainer a first
He's
name?
He's a Kappa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Entertainer's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, the two first names. Mm-hmm. The Entertainer's.
Yeah,
it's a title more than anything else. Yeah. Mike and Concha Hawkins up. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Mike. What's up? Man?
You want to end this thing now?
Go on ahead. End
go
it.
Ahead. Take it, Mike.
You confident? Go for it.
I think it's Kevin James.
He fits the bill.
He does fit the bill extremely well, Mike. But that's not it. It's a great guess. It's not the one we're talking about.
Damn.
You called your shot too. I mean,
I like the confidence.
You pointed out like Babe Ruth in the 32 World Series.
Appreciate the confidence.
Yep.
I pointed in the outfield, but I missed.
Yeah, that happens. It happens. All right, what are you thinking, Knicks or Celtics?
Well, here's the deal, Kyle. Tries to be very persuasive, and sometimes he is very persuasive. But he had that fight analogy he gave you guys. He gave it to me on the phone.
It was a good one, right?
I was belly laughing, man.
He's workshopping these analogies on the phones before he does them on the air?
And look, it came up naturally while I was on the phone with Mike.
It did.
I brought it up with you guys.
All right.
It came up naturally, but I was belly laughing. You have to admit that one, Kyle. But, yeah, man, here's the deal. New York is our enemy, okay? As far as I'm concerned, the Eagles' number one rival is not the Cowboys, it's the Giants. And as far as New York sports teams, they are our enemy. But I don't want to hear Boston fans like the Patriots used to before we won the Super Bowl and like the Celtics are going to do now if they win it again, just keep telling us how much Philadelphia stinks. So, yeah, let's go Knicks, beat the Celtics, and get them out of here.
There we go, Mike. Appreciate the phone. I think a lot of people are focused on like which fans you want to see less happy or more upset. Like either way, someone you don't like is going to win the series.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the reality.
Yeah, but I think it's like people don't like the Knicks fans because what they did when they came out here last year.
I get it. But it's not like Boston fans are best friends. Like it's not the same.
But come on, New York fans.
No, I get it.
From New York.
Well, you have what Hugh said last year when they came down here and they took over. I mean, that was annoying.
They're disgusting.
Listen, I don't want them to win. I just appreciate how they built their team, and I wish the Sixers built the team like this. You could be sick about it. I'm sick watching it. Because you know the Sixers wouldn't have done anything like they did two times in a row.
Speaking of getting sick watching the Knicks, I feel like we might have to sort of give a 4.5 clue.
Yeah.
Here you gotta, we're running out of time here.
I mean, I know.
And this I pretty much just gave it, to be honest with you.
You did give the clue. Yeah. I can't, like, people.
I didn't think about
See, this
it.
Is where.
Well,
this
and
is
also,
where,
the person today fits with one of the big topics of the
show
today.
That's what I was just about to say.
Yeah.
We, like, I know it might sound random to y'all. I get that. But we've been dropping hints all day.
Are you saying there's a method to your madness?
Yes. We've been dropping hints all day.
All right, how about we give the fifth clue?
If watching the Knicks make you sick, then you're probably in lockstep with
kindred
this
spirit
guy,
with this person. This person very well is, well, I'll just say, is likely to be at the next Knicks-Celtics game.
Joe just teed it up.
I mean, he's very likely to be there.
He just teed it up. But then again, might not be there.
Might not make it. But
he might not make it through the whole game.
Because he had a rough one.
He did. That was the viral moment. All right. Before we go back to the phones, and of course, you people.
Help y'all out, boy.
Can we...
Why somebody calling don't get it?
I know. Can we check in what's going on with the morning show? Does that show need an intervention, help?
Yeah.
All right. We got three cuts to play here?
Well,
who are we starting with?
Three members of the morning show. Let's start with, we'll go chronological order here.
Okay.
This was Devin just a few days ago.
Okay.
And Devin's now, you know, part-time member of our show.
Yep.
She joins us. Mm-hmm. But this was not exactly the best look. Right?
Can I ask a dumb question regarding Richie's answer?
It is absolutely a children's movie, yes. Go ahead, Devin.
It is. Do dinosaurs classify as animals?
Yeah.
Yes.
They do?
Boy, oh boy.
But are you sure about that? Oh, here we go. Are you sure about that?
What else would they be?
Because animals could be YouTube. Like mammals. They could be like, we don't know. I don't know.
No, I think we should work this out.
Yeah.
Let's think about what
they
might be.
Because they're like a different era of the earth than when the animals that we know were... born.
Yeah. So what
created?
What could they be?
What would like a woolly mammoth be?
That's a mammal. But they came after the dinosaurs.
True. Very true.
So you'd say that's not an animal?
Extinct animals aren't animals.
A woolly mammoth is a mammal.
So not an animal because it's a mammal.
Is an animal. Is a bug an animal? Is a bug an animal?
No, that's
yes,
an insect.
It is. It's not a mammal though.
Yeah. What? What? Wow.
What's happening in this show? Okay.
That's tough, man.
My favorite part of that is they all yelled at her. And she's like, are you guys sure? Are you sure about that? Mm-hmm. And they just kept doubling down.
Yeah,
that
like,
they were sure about
that. Yeah, she dug herself pretty deep.
Okay, I mean, it happens. Yeah. So we have a tiny little dinosaur talk.
Yeah, that happens. Does this happen, though? Because, well, I guess it does if you consider the source. It happens to this person all the time. Tough one by DeCamera today.
Again, I doubt you've ever had pomegranate.
No, I don't even know what it is.
It is. Oh, you don't know
when
what it is?
When you just said it is, I didn't know if you bought a table. I didn't know what a pomegranate
is.
I don't know what it is.
Stop, John.
You really don't know what a pomegranate is?
I had no idea that's food.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God.
What do I care about a pomegranate?
You really, like, never heard of a pomegranate.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is. Like, you could give
me...
Will
you try it?
Probably not. If you put three things in front of me and said, which is a pomegranate, I would have to take a guess.
Pomegranate.
I would not...
Pommel.
What's it called?
You keep calling it Pama.
Pama?
Pomegranate.
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 Yeah.
My question is this after hearing that. Has he ever gone to the grocery store? Even if you've never eaten one, you just see them. Right? They're just there. Or they're on menus. Or you see the pomegranate juice in whatever section they have the juices. Like, how do you not know what a pomegranate is?
You don't get out much. I guess.
But he's a disaster.
Not even out. Just go to the grocery store.
Now.
They're there.
Pomegranate.
Pomegranate.
Now.
Pomegranate.
Like the Devin conversation.
Yeah, dinosaurs.
I did not have a problem with that one. Because that sounds like a conversation I've had when I've been high.
But she's not high.
I mean, but it's one of those ones that's in correlation with a conversation where you think on a different level or a deeper level.
Okay.
When you've, you know, partaken in a sesh, if you will.
So that's like a different level of thinking.
Yes.
Joe's is just I did not have a
problem. Like, because when she was asking, she said, is it a mammal? Because then I got to thinking, I'm like, okay, do dinosaurs have hair? You know, like, seriously, I know you laugh, but we don't know. Do we know? Do you know? Like dinosaur, we know saber-tooth tigers have hair because they're hairy. We see them in the renders and they're hairy. Everything we know about dinosaurs is that we reverse engineered it, right? So we don't know. I've never seen a dinosaur with hair, but the question is still there. Did dinosaurs have hair?
What do you mean by hair? Like a little fuzz?
Like little fuzz. Like
are
fuzz.
We talking about okay, like, a head of hair that they
okay,
comb?
Okay, say like pigs. Pigs are not hairy animals, but they have little hairs. They have like hairs.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You laughing, but I'm serious. This is the kind of, that's why with what Devin said, I didn't have a problem with
no,
that.
No, I'm mm-hmm. imagining dinosaurs with comb overs now.
No, but that's what I'm trying to, but think about that for me. Not the comb over. But think about it. Do dinosaurs like I thought when she said it, I was like,
He went on to his own track with dinosaurs.
I was like, yeah, because I think that was valid, but the pomegranate one, come on, dog.
All right, we got one more here?
Yeah, one more. And okay. This one's less, I wouldn't classify this as like I don't know, this is more just like a slip up.
Mm.
And John Ritchie was, I think, unaware of what was going on. Now, this started off with a conversation about, you know, explaining the birds and the bees with your young kids.
Oh, boy.
And this is how it went.
When I brought this up with my son, I was very aware right away that he wasn't ready for the discussion. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought for sure he would be ready because I was when I was his age.
You could see it in his eyes?
The world is different now.
Yeah.
When I ventured there and I could tell that he was not only extremely uncomfortable, just had no idea what I was even talking about.
Yeah, I get it.
I pulled out, and I waited until the next year. Mm. So it
made it.
Yeah, it's
weird. You got to be sure. You got to be sure it's the right time, and then it's just got to be blatant and
okay, is that brutally real back there
honest.
Yeah, it was.
That's the best way.
It was.
Yeah. You can let them know that you're uncomfortable.
You know what you said, right? Just make sure you know.
No, what?
Yeah, he was it.
What did I say?
Is that something?
I don't know. What was it?
The first word was I. The third one was Al.
We're childish.
I pulled out of his
face. Okay. I had to redirect.
I think that's smart. If you sense that it was too early, that makes sense. Obviously, as a non-parent, you know, you like to think you have.
I think what the bottom line is: when in doubt, pull out.
Hey, way to go, Rio. Way to go.
I pulled out.
Way to go.
Yeah, John walked right into that one. I mean, yeah.
Very poor phrasing.
Abort.
Very.
Oh, that was even worse than that one.
Went.
But I mean,
how did you make
like
it worse?
Saying, but no, I'm just saying, because you know, like sometimes when you're on a mission, you'd be like, abort the mission.
You just made
I just made it way worse.
Try to back out of the conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like that's what I meant. Not that's out of the conversation.
Yes. I pulled out.
Yeah,
that's going to get a lot of use around here. Yeah,
yeah, I made it way.
That I never thought about that. That has to John's story has to be in an uncomfortable moment.
Yeah,
you think they're ready for the conversation? They're not.
Or just pull out.
Well, you can always
and
do
they
that.
Look at you strange.
Yeah,
look, if you pull out enough, you don't really have to have that conversation in general. Because
The cat's out of the bag.
You took it too far.
I think yours was worse.
Yeah, it was. It clearly was. All right, Scott, King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, what's Scott. Up, what do you got for us?
Well, let's go right to the contest, all right? Let's end this thing.
What do you got?
Tracy Morgan!
Yes!
100%, man.
Finally! Phew, that went to 146. Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm getting good at this.
Come on, I don't know about that.
That just show you how much people really want this gas.
I mean, it's not about the gas, it's about the clues. We basically gave it away. We gave it away. Scott,
sorry,
good job, man. We appreciate
clues.
It. All right, Scott Windsor. All right, let's check in with you people, and then we'll end on the phone lines here.
I cannot wait.
Oh, they're going to have a lot to say today.
Free!
You people, what do you got?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You people teed off on Hugh Douglas today with the shirt. We got a lot. Like you challenged them yesterday to come with their best stuff.
What does your shirt say today?
It says, rules of business.
Mind your own. Stay out of mine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll get to that in just a second. We are okay for the people who were worried about us at the beginning of the show. They saw the lights flashing, just a fire drill.
Yeah, we don't listen
to
that.
Not an actual fire. Yeah. And, you know, if there was an actual fire, we would have been evacuated. So if you see us and the lights are flashing, it's all good.
Yep.
Everything's fine. I just have to read this one because this is probably, what I think is one of the most annoying comments for any of the topics that we do when it's something like this. True fans never wavered. Yes, they did. What are you talking about?
I would argue that's exactly what
that's
true fans
exact, like, that's the fandom. Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, fans go up and down all the time. That's very much a part of the whole
during
experience.
Baseball season, it's 162 games.
I just don't understand what that even means. Let's pretend the Phillies lost their first 50 games. You wouldn't waver,
right? And like, let's use the Sixers for example. We're all Sixers fans here. Or have you wavered on the Sixers?
Man, I didn't even watch the Sixers game.
Right, like, come on.
The only game I can't even remember. Like, I think I went to one game.
Yeah, for the food.
And that was just by happenstance. Yeah, I just went to eat. I just went to eat.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
I mean, just that's
shameless.
That's got to stop. Got to stop. Joe, you got a new one today. Mr. Met.
Mr. Met.
It looks like
you're talking about Mr. Met. You're like the mascot. Yeah, the mascot.
Am I that pale today?
It's the baseball head,
you're trying to say you got a big head. Yeah. I guess.
All right.
I like that one for Joe.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Let's get to the ones for Hugh, because these were maybe, I think this is the best series of Hugh comparisons I've ever heard. Overripe banana.
I called that one before the show.
Yeah.
Right. That's all right. I'll give you that one. Yeah. I'll give you that one.
Looking like a bulldozer today.
Looking like a bulldozer. I'd take that one.
I like this one, too. Since you had the sunglasses on the top of your head, it really accentuated the bumblebee look.
I forgot they were up there.
Yeah, I thought you were going.
I forgot they were up there.
I thought you were going for the Hollywood Hugh Douglas.
No, because, you know, driving in, the sun's out, and I forgot to
take
them off.
Why don't you put them on?
Let me see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Hollywood. Yep. Heel. That's heel Douglas over here.
Looking like a bumblebee. Yeah. Last one here. He was looking like a school bus today.
It's shred season. What you mean? I give y'all props today. Y'all came with it a little bit today.
Them good material with the shirt.
I do like the school
sunglasses. That was good.
Yep. I like y'all paying attention. Too bad y'all won't be paying attention to them Hughes clues. I'll be just dropping them all over the place.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And after what he was saying yesterday about the Tyler Hero, Cooper Flagg thing, people are starting to make a lot more sense of this whole Klan idea for you.
Telling you.
Wait a minute.
Leitner, Gugliotti, Tom Gugliotta.
I mean, what do you mean? What are they talking about?
Corver. Mm-hmm. We just, you know.
Well, Kyle Korver was a hell of a shooter, too.
He was.
You cut off the last one. Said this Sixer season will all be worth it when the Sixers land Kyle Korver on Monday.
Wait a minute. Cooper Flagg, I get it right. Sometimes my mouth gets ahead of my thoughts. Cooper Flagg, I got it.
Yeah. So great Cooper job Flagg. By everyone on Hugh today. It was good.
Yeah, good
appreciate
stuff.
Y'all.
Keep it coming.
Appreciate
all right, let's end with Brahim in Jacksonville. Hey, Brahim.
Yo, what up, fellas?
What's up?
So look, Joe, I'm with you on the next, like, all those boys was in our backyard, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And they should, one of them should at least be on the team. We traded them.
Mm.
And so, and I don't care what nobody say, no red-blooded Philadelphian can root for the Boston Celtics under any given circumstances. I don't care. So, I was raised to hate the Celtics. I'll always hate the Celtics.
Too late.
I don't care who's
what are you
going to
do about it?
Brahim, what do you mean, what are we going to do about it?
You're all the way down in Jacksonville.
He said, hey, he in Duval. He's out there in Duval.
Yeah, I'm down here. Yeah, Hugh, I'm down here. Yo, Hugh, I always had to tell you this, dog. Listen, I heard the story. I know what it was, but I don't care. In my mind, you always knock T.O. out, bro. And you will be one of my favorite Eagles.
Brahim, it don't sound like I heard I won.
You know what?
Yeah, you won. I don't care what you say.
That's right, Brahim. You fit in with our show because the facts don't matter.
We
believe what we want to believe. Brahim, we appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, I mean, look, they traded Bridges, and they could have drafted either Hart or Brunson or brought out either of them in. They drafted Landry Shamet over Jalen Brunson. I mean, everything they did was wrong. I mean, that's the reality of it. All right. That's it for us today. School bus Douglas School and Mr. Bus. Matt out for the rest of the day. We have the afternoon show next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.